At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't ask for much, intern Dom, and I know you don't either. Actually, I don't know that. Maybe you do ask for a lot. But when it comes to the Pirates, maybe it's the fact that I have been so starved, we have been so starved, that I look at a weekend and now generally under Don Kelly since he's arrived, and I almost want to say, no, I do want to say, I'll take it, man. I mean, this weekend was fun. It was filled with drama. It was filled with tight baseball, good games. And then there was O'Neill Cruz that we'll get to in a moment. But when I look at it, you know, since he's come aboard, they win a series against the Reds, right? Right before this homestand, let's just say this homestand in general, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I don't ask for much. What I want right now, I feel like, from the Pirates, sort of a baseline level demand, is to be entertained on these summer days. I want to come home, you know, at around 6 o'clock, perhaps from a round of golf, have dinner, and then as we're milling about the house doing whatever, have a Pirate game that's worth watching in the background or in the foreground. I want it to be the soundtrack and the television track of my summer. That whenever I tune in, there's something to see instead of having it just be a total never-ending joke. And I feel like this homestand was good enough. It was good enough for me. I think they went 4-3, did they not? And some of the stuff that happened, it was great. It was the type of thing where yeah, you are milling around on a Sunday the night before or the day before Memorial Day. And I wanted to watch the Pirates. Went to a party. Daughter's teammate had a party, volleyball party. Some of the parents are there. We're getting updates on the Pirates. I just want to care a little bit. I just want to be entertained a little bit. I just want to have them stay somewhat relevant, and they're really not in terms of like playoffs, but somewhat relevant in terms of entertainment value to fill out my summer. I don't ask for much. I actually enjoyed the homestand. You give me that for the rest of this season, and then maybe throw in a Bubba Chandler, and I think I'm going to be okay and maybe even have something to look forward to. I don't know. That's just the way I'm feeling today. I don't know how much of a difference Don Kelly has actually made, but it feels like some. It feels like a different vibe. Does that have something to do with, you know, having a first baseman in Horwitz come in? I think he's given them some really good at-bats. I don't know what his exact counting numbers are. I don't care. I know he's had some meaningful at-bats and has helped them win. But there's something about that homestand that just prompted me to come in here today and say, you know what? Give me that. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, you said 4-3. They beat a Reds team that is probably a better team than them, and they split the series against the Brewers, a team that I also think is better than them. So all in all, I think it was a positive weekend. O'Neill Cruz looked as good as he has ever looked here in Pittsburgh. The starting rotation has been pretty great, particularly at the top. So yeah, I mean, again, 4-3 isn't everything to write home about, but at this point, I think we take what we can get. And outside of that crappy rain delay on Thursday, it was a pretty great weekend for the Pirates.
You say 4-3 isn't all that. Guess what 4-3 translates to on a 162-game season?
Tell me.
93 wins.
You know what? I stand corrected.
You win 4 of every 7, you're going to be in good shape. Now, I don't want to go crazy here. It's been an epic disaster of a season. I don't think anybody would argue that. And the season is basically over already as far as any playoff hopes go. What I'm simply saying is since the managerial change, and it wasn't going like this, like I went on the air last Tuesday or something, like, you know, nothing's changed here. And the downside of all this is that if this guy does well, that might mean Cherington keeps his job. Right?
Yes. But I still think that he's on a very, very tight line right now.
I think if they have a winning record from Don Kelly on out or right around 500, Cherington probably keeps his job.
Would you say that would be the right move?
No. Although there's some guys that could make him look good. Canario might be one. Horwitz certainly would be one. All I'm saying is for a short period of time here, this is okay with me. I think you win with stars in the major league, in every sport, really. In every sport, you win with stars, and I think they might have two of them, and that's pretty good. Skeens would be one, and O'Neill blanking Cruz would be the other. Wow. Can we hear what was the hardest hit ball of the StatCast era? I swear there were people in the stands yesterday who, when you watch the ball go over them, like everybody's on their phone these days, right? If you were on your phone for a split second in the right field bleachers, you missed the ball. Like if somebody was watching the game next to you and said, "Wah," you know, done. The ball's in the river. It's one of the most unbelievable home runs I've ever seen in my life. I was just enthralled. I am enthralled with this guy. He'll drive you crazy, but he's now a full year removed from a traumatic leg injury, and I think he's stepping into superstardom, and I love his demeanor. It is an alpha dog demeanor, and he's got a style all his own, man. When he hits these home runs, did you see him sort of wink at the dugout the other day when he hit his second home run in that game? He knows he's good. He's brimming with confidence right now, which hasn't always been the case. And that's what I mean by stars, too. They rub off on everybody. It's like, yeah, take us somewhere, big boy. That's with him and Skeens. You know that. Getting back to travel ball, Dom. When you're on a team with a stud on it, it emboldens everybody. It infuses your team with confidence. We're hopping on your back. Take us somewhere. Skeens and Cruz. This guy's unbelievable right now. And he's having a really good year. He had the one little stretch where he struck out 7 times in 8 at-bats. Now, that was coming off a little bit of, I don't know what the injury was, but I couldn't have been the only one thinking, you know, the season looked like it was off to a good start. Is this just going to fall apart for him? Oh, man, as he bounced back in a big way. Can we hear the call on that home run yesterday?
A couple of Pirates singles. There's a line drive to right, and Cruz sends this one out of here so quickly, you would never believe it. It's an incredible feat of human strength.
I love that.
I'm surprised one of those trees isn't lying in the river.
That is the hardest hit ball in known Major League history.
That's unbelievable. Joe Block had that right away? I wonder if he had the number in front of him right away.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did he get that so quickly? Unless the edit here was put
what
together.
Has happened to you, Dom? When I came in, you were completely energized and excited. And now, since the show officially started at 7, you've gone south.
What?
Yes, you have a blank face. You're not responding to anything.
Yes, I am.
And you're not excited. No, you're not.
What are you talking about?
All of that. Something's changed. What happened to you?
Are you saying my reaction to the call?
No, yeah, that. Okay. My reaction when I'm looking in there is just, you're not saying anything all of a sudden.
Joe,
when we started out, it was a back and forth rapport. We were getting along. The show was electric. It was fun. And something's happened. Are you depressed?
No, Joe, I got, like, there's 20 moving things back here. I'm trying to make sure this train stays on the tracks. I don't need your attitude from in there.
That's the Dom we know and like. Now, come on, hop on board here. You need to give opinions to go with mine.
God knows
you have enough of them.
I said 2 hours ago that now is the time for the Pirates to extend O'Neill Cruz. He might demand $200 million, which would be double the Pirates' record contract they gave out to Brian Reynolds 2 years ago.
I was going to get to that in a half hour, and you just ruined that topic.
See now.
You did. But I'm glad you brought it up.
Well, okay. O'Neill Cruz, you know, it sucks that the guy missed.
That's it. That's the key. The way you just said O'Neill Cruz. That is intern Dom launching into an opinion. Your right hand is up in the air. That's the guy I need. I don't need you to defer to me. I don't need you to be quiet. I don't need you to do whatever you've been doing for the last 20 minutes. Be intern Dom. Let's go here. What were you going to say?
I was going to say O'Neill Cruz, it sucks that he missed out in 2023 because of the injury he suffered on Easter. And last year was kind of up and down, although he had, according to Fangraphs, a 3.5 WAR, which is pretty good. This season, we've said this ever since he got here. He has all the physical tools to be as talented a baseball player as you could possibly want. In fact, I mentioned this earlier too. I don't know if you heard this, Joe. Bob Walk, and I wish I had the audio of this.
Yeah.
Bob Walk said on the post-game show Friday, and I double-checked the notes to make sure that this was accurate. Bob Walk said, if O'Neill Cruz was more consistent, which has been an issue with him, if O'Neill Cruz was more consistent, he would be Barry Bonds.
Mm.
Bob Walk said that. Now, that's a little bit outrageous.
I don't. Well, here's the thing. Nobody can be allegedly steroid Barry Bonds, right? Because that's ridiculous. But as far as pirate Barry Bonds, that's also a multiple-time MVP type player. Don't get me wrong. O'Neill Cruz is now sudden. He's switched tracks. You know, he was on, you know, maybe a star track. Is he on a good player track? Does he sometimes, you know, look like Gregory Polanco in terms of, does he even know how to play baseball? Like, yeah, we know he can win, you know, a home run hitting contest, things like that. Well, now he's taken a big leap. And I can't help but think when you suffer a leg injury like that, that's going to affect you for a long time. He's free of that. And he is now, to me, I agree. I don't know exactly what Bob said. I think he's on a superstar track. I do. I'm going to mention something in a moment. But I want to hear that clip again. And let's focus on the fact, how long StatCast been around? Since like 2000 or so?
I was going to say maybe a little bit like 2014, I want to say.
Oh, that late?
Let me double check. Let me get an accurate number here.
Sometimes you sink into what Limits is suffering from, which is early onset Malmsey disease. And I just wanted to confront you on that as well.
Why? Because, by the way, I was correct, 2014. So don't you even start in there. If I don't know something, I'll say I don't know something. I'm not going to lie about it.
Well, see, the combativeness is also a symptom of early onset Malmsey disease. But we'll get to that later, okay, Dom?
Great.
Okay. All right. Listen.
You wanted me to talk, so I'll talk.
I know. This is the guy I want, the combative know-it-all. This is why you're loved. Be loved, some would even say. Forget the StatCast era. What Joe Block just said was correct. That was very likely one of the hardest hits ever in any baseball game that has ever existed, going back to like the 1890 Pittsburgh Alleghenies with Phenomenal Smith, the only Nolan, Buttercup Dickerson. Have you heard of him?
Yes, yes. We need to go back to those names, by the way, but continue.
Yeah, I agree. I'm dead serious about that. Forget the StatCast era. I bet you that was that. That may have been the hardest any human being has hit a baseball in a professional game. There's a chance that that is true. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. Now, you know, Mickey Mantle was crushing balls back
sure,
in the day.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, 123 miles per hour, it's you almost can't conceive it. That's unbelievable. It's unreal.
It's crazy. And I'll tell you this much, too, intern Dom. Well, you know what? I'll tell you this after the clip, because the clip is great. I don't know if Joe Block was speaking from actually looking at StatCast or just an opinion later backed by StatCast, but this is great.
A couple of Pirate singles. There's a line drive to right, and Cruz sends this one out of here so quickly, you would never believe it. It's an incredible feat of human strength.
I'm surprised one of those trees isn't lying in the river.
That is the hardest hit ball in no...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Own major league history.
I think he looked it up. I think he did.
That was like 10 seconds. That's impressive.
Now, did they give you the miles per hour? It couldn't have been. Could it have been right away like that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll text him and ask.
Don't do it yet. He might still
no,
be
I was
sleeping.
Kidding.
I'm in shock over this, but more to the point with Cruz, there have only been 6 people in baseball history to go 40 and 40. 40 home runs and 40 stolen bases. Do you know what he's on pace for right now, Don? What happened? Now Dom's answering phones in the middle of the show.
I'm doing my job as a producer.
No, your job is to talk to me.
My prediction for what he's on pace
Who's
for?
Who's on the line?
I don't know. I didn't get his name yet. You were yelling at me.
Oh, I thought that was Joe Block calling.
No.
Or Bob Walk.
No. I think it's a caller.
Okay. The 40-40 Club.
Mm-hmm.
There's only 6 people in it. Do you know who they are? Can you guess them?
Oh, God.
Give it a shot.
No, because now you're going to make me look bad here with these.
Well, I wouldn't have guessed it either. Just take a guess.
Barry Bonds.
Yes, Barry Bonds is one of them.
Okay. Alex Rodriguez.
Wrong. Actually, he's one of them too.
Oh, a two for two, baby.
Wait a second. Wait a second. This is also a symptom of early onset Malzahn
disease. What are you talking about?
Underselling your knowledge of something to make you look better when you know it. That is a known symptom of Malzahn disease.
No. I genuinely did not know if I could get, I don't think I can get another one. Don't compare me to Malzahn.
Okay, now you're going to get, see? Okay. Now, if you get another one, I'm committing you or at least putting you on medication for this.
Okay.
Bonds, A-Rod, who else?
I mean, I don't know if Ty Cobb would be on that list.
No, he wasn't. I don't think he ever hit homers like that. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, home run. How about like Hank Aaron?
No, you're bottoming out.
Okay, very good.
You were two for two. Bonds, A-Rod.
Pujols?
No. Mm. Canseco?
Yep.
So two of these guys, maybe all three, were allegedly, perhaps, maybe, using things to increase their strength. No?
Bonds, yes. Yeah, all three. Yeah.
Maybe.
A-Rod, definitely.
Okay. And then the other three of more recent vintage, Alfonso Soriano.
Maybe yeah.
Not that. He's the surprising one to me.
I'm not disappointed I didn't get that.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Okay. Should have gotten that.
And Shohei.
Shohei.
Who's the only one to have a 50-50.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let me tell you this, intern Dom. O'Neal Cruz right now, I think he's three home runs in the last two or three games, right? And I'm basing
Correct.
This on number of games played, and I'm guessing he'll be around 145. He's already missed about five. Who knows? Maybe he'll be 150 or more. So I'm being conservative. Conservatively, he's on pace for 35 homers and 57 steals. So let's say this homer streak continues, like he's hot for the next couple weeks. Right now, he's pretty much right there on the line of on pace for 40-40. I think he has a great chance to become the seventh player in the history of baseball to do this.
Now, he has to stay on the trajectory that he's on right now because he's been red hot, white hot, whatever the term is.
Yeah.
But if he stays on the path that he is on,
I mean, we're 100%. Not even to the warm weather yet. Dumb.
Right.
I think this dude, to be honest with you, could hit 45 homers this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're a third of the way through the season and he has.
He's
going to
get 40
right
steals. He's on pace for 57.
Easily.
So we might be looking at some, and believe me, I understand he could relapse in a way and start striking out all the time and looking undisciplined and not do that. But I just have a strong feeling, really based on the whole year. That seven strikeout and eight at-bat thing, to me, is a blip for him. He seems to be more selective. He seems to be more professional at the plate. And right now, he seems to be ultra-confident at the plate. That was a home run off a lefty, I believe, yesterday. And he is freaking crushing the ball. I think he's going to go 40-40 this year. He's only 26, by the way, and he missed a whole season. So as far as I'm concerned, this is his age 25, maybe even his age 24 season. Because I think last year, again, when you have a traumatic injury like that, it's going to affect you coming back. To me, this is the dude's second full healthy season in the majors. Free of worry, free of after effects, and look what he's doing. Give me this guy. He's worth the price of admission.
And we've said this ever since he got here. He has all the tools. He has the strength. He has the speed. He has all the intangibles.
Yes.
Or the tangibles that you would want. The intangibles are some of the question marks that have been around him. But if he can get both of those on par, yeah, I'm with you. 40-40 is easily in reach. Easily.
Here's to me a factual statement. I even undersold him before. This is his first full, totally healthy, mind-free season in the major leagues. He came in 2022. He only played 87 games. Dom. 17 home runs. We're all going crazy. Completely loses the next season, 23, plays nine games and gets hurt in the ninth one. And then last year, yeah, he came back and had a full season with 146 games, but I'm sorry, it wasn't a my mind is free, my body's free of that injury season. You could make an accurate statement. This is this guy's, at worst, it's his second full season. In reality, to me, it's his first really full, you know, mind is totally on baseball, not on being hurt, not on the after effects, physically free season of this dude's career. And look what he's doing. He has an 853 OPS, 491 slug, 362 on base, and he's on pace for 35 homers and 57 steals, and we haven't even gotten to the warm weather. We're not even close to the 4th of July. I like this. No, I love this, Dom.
And he had a 3.5 war last season, and I agree with you. I said this about, not that anybody wants to talk quarterbacks, but I said it about Aaron Rodgers. His season last year was coming off of essentially 2 years of not playing football. So there was definitely a lot of rust that needed to be knocked off, and his mind probably wasn't 100%. Same with O'Neal Cruz in 2024. 2023, he didn't play. And then 2022 was a partial rookie year.
Yeah.
This is the first time we are seeing O'Neal Cruz at 100%, and he looks like one of the most gifted guys in the league.
I have him as a 2.5 war last year. You have him as 3.5?
I have FanGraphs at 3.5. Where are you getting 2.5?
ESPN and Baseball Reference.
So what do we go by here?
I don't care, and it doesn't matter. I just wanted to point that out.
No, because I also had 2.5, but FanGraphs said 3, and so I thought we went with FanGraphs.
Now it's 3 or 3.5?
Well, 3.5.
You're shrinking every time we talk about the guy.
3.5.
Okay.
You sure about that? You have some mulsey in you, too, with your... Yeah, I'm positive.
Wait, now I have mulsey disease? What do I do?
Yeah, you know, you have this air of, you know, you're going to correct me and make me look bad on the air.
I'm not.
What do you mean? Yes, you are. You're saying my facts are
wrong. I'm trying to correct things for the listeners.
The listener was listening to me.
At the time, they were listening to you make a mistake.
Here's what you just did. I'm going to explain it to you right now.
All right.
Let me have it.
Yep.
You just took all the credibility I've worked 2 years to build up with the audience, and you just took it away in 5 seconds.
I simply said, I actually let you off the hook. I said, hey, by the way, I've got Cruz at 2.5 according to every media site but the one that you cited. And I just wanted to make sure that our listeners weren't misinformed. We could have people listening right now going off to a Memorial Day picnic saying, did you know Cruz was still at 3.5 war last year? And they would all be wrong. That's how bad things get started.
Joe, it says 3.5. Maybe you're wrong.
Not me. Baseball Reference or ESPN?
I'm going by FanGraphs.
All right, I want you to show that to me. Print it out and show it to me.
All right. Done.
All right. And if it comes out that it's not true on there, then you're going to the same rehab facility that Limits has been in for a week now with this. Were you here or did you hear about Mulsey, the touching moment when even Mulsey realizes that Limits has early onset Mulsey disease and he brought him a hat?
Yeah, it's actually a very nice gesture.
It was.
By Chris. It really is.
The whole show was in tears. So you brought up the next question. And I want to ask people this, if you're out there driving around already. What do you do with O'Neal Cruz? I think he's a great bet to become a star. He's a star this year. He's an all-star, I think. He's 26. You can make an argument that it's his first fully healthy season. At worst, it's his second full season in the majors. I mean, come on. You all have been watching baseball for a long time. If I told you, anybody who's doing what he's doing, hey, that guy's 26, he missed a whole season, and it's only his second full year in the league, do you think he's a star or going to become a big star? I have to think 90% of you would say yes. He's also getting better in the outfield, yesterday's throw notwithstanding. But who cares about that? I mean, honestly, it's the same thing with Henry Davis. I'm really glad that he's become a good defensive catcher. If I want a defensive catcher, I'll bring back Jacob Stallings. I'm sorry. I want a number one overall pick bat. And I think, you know, I'd like to see him get a chance. But anyway, what do you do with Cruz? What kind of money would you sign him for? Do you make that offer right now? 412-928-9370. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show at Starkey Inn for the boys today is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Also, the injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. I was asking Limits yesterday about Johan Oviedo. Apparently, he's been cleared for at least side sessions. He was, I thought, going to be a good piece for them, didn't you, when he got hurt?
Yes, absolutely. And he's been forgotten about.
Totally forgotten. He could be a piece moving forward. So if he's doing that, then at least he's starting his road back. I think he had a couple bumps in that road. But that's your injury report. Let's talk about Cruz. Is it time to make him an offer he can't refuse?
When I wake up in the morning light, I pull on my jeans and I feel all right.
Is that it? I wanted that song to keep going.
That's the whole thing.
That was the most incredible song I've ever heard. Was that Wrangler that we played?
Yeah.
Do that again. It made me feel better.
When I wake up in the morning light, I pull on my jeans and I feel all right.
One more time.
When I wake up in the morning light, I pull on my jeans and I feel all right.
I can't help but feel better, Dom. Do you agree with me?
It's really good.
Isn't it?
It's very, very good.
Now, people who...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Make ads like that, like people who make cartoons or candy or cereal, want us to, for lack of a better word, get addicted to them. They want to infuse us with dopamine, have a dopamine rush, right?
Right.
Let's sing that one together, if you remember the words. Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, 3, 2, and 1.
When I wake up in the morning light, I pull on my jeans and I feel all right.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah, really good. How does it go at the beginning? When I wake up.
When I wake up.
Yeah, and then what?
When I wake up in the morning light, I pull on my jeans and I feel all right.
All right, now we're really cooking with with gas here. You ready? You have the lyrics?
When I wake up in the morning light,
I put on my jeans and I feel all right.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, ready?
I want you, you seem to talk it like you were James Earl Jones narrating something. I want you to feel free and sing it, Dom.
I'm not Whitney Houston, Joe. I can't.
Nobody cares. Obviously, I'm not either. But I want you to let go of all your inhibitions. Perhaps you had a negative experience in elementary school, I'm guessing, singing in front of the class. Did you?
No.
No. Well, let it all
Did
go.
Did
I? Yes. In Mrs. Ross's class, singing Country Roads by John Denver, and everybody laughed at me.
Is that true?
Yeah. So let's go. When I wake up in the morning light, I put on my jeans and I feel all right. You go low, I'll go high. You ready?
Okay, we're going to harmonize here.
Yeah.
This is, okay. Ready?
Yep.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
When I wake up in the morning light, I put on my jeans and I feel all right.
That was really good.
That was great.
What a song that is. Keep that as the theme of this show today, okay?
Okay.
We're talking about O'Neal Cruz. Did it feel good for you? Did you feel like you let loose there?
Yeah, I did. I love singing.
So do I. Do you sing in your car?
Oh, all the time.
My daughter's mad at me. She's mad at me because yesterday at her friend's party, sadly, her friend had a guitar. So I pulled out the guitar and sang songs about the team. And she texted me during it and said, "Why are you doing this? I'm annoyed with you."
Can you play the guitar?
Yeah. Rudimentarily.
Like, yeah.
If that's a word.
But you can like get a guitar and someone know how to play it?
Yeah, yeah. I go out to coffee shops and play.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that about me.
Yeah, I didn't.
Right.
I'm trying to learn how to play the piano.
One of her teammates played the piano man at the piano.
I can play piano man.
Her name is Maya. She puts the harmonica on like Bob Dylan. You don't have your hands on it. You have a contraption that allows you to play it while she was playing the piano. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Oh, she's a legit piano player.
It was incredible. So you're trying to play the piano?
Yeah, somewhat. I'm trying to learn.
I think that's fantastic. Everybody should learn an instrument.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a good skill to have. If you can play the piano somewhat well, I think it impresses people.
Yeah, I agree with that. I played the trombone as a child. You know what the French name for a trombone is?
Tell me.
Wrong. A sack butt.
Do I have to dump that?
I don't think that's the pronunciation. I think it's spelled S-A-C-Q-U-E-B-U-T-T-E. So it could be sacquebouté. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to pronounce that in French. Do you?
No, I'm not going to try either.
I mean, give it a try. S-A-C-Q-U-E-B-U-T-T-E.
Sacquebouté. Yeah.
That was the French name for a trombone. I had to do a book report on it.
You played the trombone.
For a year, and then I quit. Where do you live?
Shaler.
Oh, boy. Really?
Yeah.
That's not close to the station.
It's like 20 minutes. It's not far.
But it's not close. Would you come out and watch me play in Brookline?
Yeah, I would.
On a Thursday night?
Yeah, I would.
All right. Then consider it done. This Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're free. Seems like you're free a lot, aren't you?
Not as much as you'd think.
Yeah, what are you doing Thursday night?
Probably nothing.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Wait.
What?
No.
What's happening now?
No, hold on.
There was no shot at you taken at all.
That was a major shot.
There's no shot taken.
Are you kidding? Do Don't make me go back and pull
are
it
you,
up.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
I didn't think so. And that's not a shot either.
Thank
I just
you.
Hadn't heard that or seen photos to that effect.
Right.
Of you at, you know, parties or taking photos in front of the new draft clock down on the North Shore.
Well, yeah, because I'm not a loser taking a picture in front of a draft clock.
Do you think that's a loser move?
Nah, I mean, it's somewhat cool, but if you're taking a picture in front of it, you know.
I mean, hasn't that become the new Point State Park, the new Mount Washington, the new Cathedral of Learning? If you're in Pittsburgh, you take your graduation photos at the draft clock.
No, you do not.
No?
Absolutely not. I'd question choices if that was...
Donnie and his fiancée Sarah are taking them.
In front of the draft clock?
So you just took a shot at him now.
No, but
inadvertently.
No. But I don't think they're all entirely in front of the draft clock.
Well, no. Of course not. But we're talking about including that in your portfolio, so to speak, if you're celebrating a big event.
So I would criticize Donnie for that, but I like the guy too much. And his last name is football, so it's allowed.
He's gone back to Chedrick.
Until the fall. And then football's back.
Right. So you were wrong with what you just said.
You know, Joe, I guarantee you, I have more of a social life than every other producer here.
That was not a commentary on your social life.
Yes, it was.
No,
don't
it
you
wasn't.
Lie.
A guy your age, not involved right now with anybody, probably has free time at night. That was my only point.
Not as much as you think.
Okay. Are you free Thursday?
Yes.
Would you like to come out and watch me play three songs in a pizza place in Brookline?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
Text me well, you don't have my name in your phone. So after the show, I'll get
Well, now I have our text from yesterday, so I still haven't put your name in, but I know it's you.
True. All right, so I'll text you
Wednesday. You like Bob Dylan, Neil Young, things like that?
All of the above.
All right.
Yeah.
You'll like it then. There's comedians there. It's an open mic. You could do something.
Should I do stand-up?
Do you do stand-up?
Absolutely not.
Would you like to for a minute or two?
No, I could probably put something together for a minute, but I would never do stand-up, ever.
You should just do something, anything. It's like a talent show.
I don't have any talent. I watch America's Got Talent every week, and I'm like, man, I'm so untalented.
There you go. That right there is the beginning of a stand-up comedy act, and you have the demeanor and the delivery for that. Do 2 minutes. Nobody cares.
No, people will care. Because
if
you
care.
Flop, people will be like, oh my God,
I flop
God, that kid
all
sucked.
The time there. Flopping is half the fun. Just give it a shot, Dom. But at least come watch me.
I'll definitely come watch.
All right. Where were we before all this? O'Neal Cruz, right? And how much he would sign for. Well, Jeff Passan of ESPN had a listing of, you know, mostly younger guys in the league and who's headed for 100, 200, 300, 400, and 500 million. Skeens, needless to say, is in, I think, the $400 million category. Well, Cruz is up at $200 million, Passan projects. It took the Pirates years to find their first $100 million guy, and it was Brian Reynolds, who isn't exactly paying dividends right now. But generally speaking, I think was a pretty good investment at 8 years, $106 million. I mean, that's not even a lot of money by major league standards. Do you think they're going to shell out $200 for O'Neal Cruz?
No, I do not.
Neither do I.
Would I do
Should
it?
They? Yes.
I agree. Will they? I do not think so. It would be double the biggest contract they have ever given out. At least, we think it's going to be $200 million. Who knows? Where it could be a month from now, 2 months from now.
Now, the only hope is, and they've actually had some luck with position players, is, well, the same it is as it is for anybody when you offer these contracts early in a career. From their standpoint, you're saying you and generations beyond you are now set for life, guaranteed against injury. That's the enticement. It was the enticement for Starling Marte, Gregory Polanco, Andrew McCutchen. Contrary to popular belief, the Pirates have signed their younger stars or hoped to be stars several times during the nutting era. It just hasn't always worked out. And it's mostly with position players rather than pitchers, right?
Correct, yes.
It just didn't work out. So I actually think that there's a chance they could get him at a bargain rate. I mean, if you went to, how many years of control does he have left? Four?
Three. He's set to be a free agent ahead of 2029.
Okay. So a 5 year, would they give Reynolds 8 years, 106? If you went to O'Neill Cruz and said, we'll give you $140 million over 5 years, I'm just throwing a number out there. So you buy 2 years of free agency, you're telling me?
Correct.
He'd say no, forget it, I'm betting on myself?
I would think he would say no. And to be honest, how he's played the last couple weeks, I'd probably say no as well.
Let's get into this further. We've gone over the hour again, which is your fault. But we'll get into this, and I'm going to tell Craig on you when we resume shows tomorrow.
Me? I'll tell on you. Tell on me.
Yes.
Did I ever tell you, now we're really going to go over, but
what happened?
The first time I ever produced for you,
yeah,
it was Thanksgiving of 2023, and I got like borderline in trouble, not really in trouble, but like 2 weeks afterwards, I got a text from Craig, and he was like, hey, a bunch of, you know, spots didn't play at the normal time. He's like, you know, what happened? And I'm like, oh, you know, bleep, sorry, I, you know, clock got away from me or whatever. And ever since then, I've been like, not
you took the hit for me?
Yeah, I wasn't going to throw it back on you. I could have.
Wow.
But I
didn't. I'm actually moved by that.
Yeah.
I'm still going to tell on you tomorrow, but I'm moved by that. I really am. Thank you, Dom.
Yeah, of course. In the future, it won't happen, so don't get used to it.
All right.
But then I was like, yeah.
I mean, nobody cares today, do they? Or do they? I don't know.
I think some people care.
Can you play that song on the way out after I'm done telling people that the fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Today's high is Jaromir Jagr, partly sunny. Myers is Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Your thoughts on O'Neill Cruz. Would the Pirates do it? Should they do it? Jeff Passan says this is a $200 million player. Could you get him for way less than that? Considering, I mean, he's a guy who almost lost his career. You know, he may be someone who's more inclined to say, yeah, $140 million guaranteed against injury over 5 years or whatever it might be. I don't know, man. I think that's a tough call. I think that could happen. They may get a pretty good bargain. Of course, they're also taking a chance. I can sit here and Dom can sit here and say, yeah, he's on a track to superstardom. We think he is. 412-928-9370.
When I wake up in the morning, like I pull on my jeans and I feel all right.
What a song that is, Dom. Do you agree?
It's fantastic. It's a little choppy because I had to cut out the part where the guy's like, you know, buy Wrangler jeans. But the
well, didn't
the
we song. Play it on the station?
Well, yeah, but I didn't.
They're not allowed to have double plays?
No, we can have double plays. I just figured you didn't want the guy talking.
No, if it makes it sound less choppy, I do.
Well, why don't you tell on me to Craig?
Well? I already am. That's two things for tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.